Get this. The U.S. government has requested 300 million smallpox doses. The contract's been let. A company called Acambus is fulfilling the contract right now. 300 million. How many people have had a smallpox vaccination? Weren't we all told that it was good for life? A story that I have a new writer who was learning how difficult it is to work in this environment where every sentence you write is questioned by somebody, and that's the way it is with us at From the Wilderness. We have identified between 9 and 12, the reason why we don't know is because there were some on a Russian flight shot down by a missile, of the world's leading microbiologists who have died within the last 5 months. All connected to DNA sequencing, communicable diseases, virology, and all under mysterious circumstances. Don Wiley of Harvard fell off the bridge, remember? We covered that. Vladimir Pasechnik, who was part of the Russian biowarfare program, died in Russia. A guy named Nguyen suddenly suffocated in Australia. Benito Kay in Florida was beaten to death, and we had a guy in Virginia who was stabbed to death. Now, since we've published this story, which is just, what, February 14th, three more deaths, two in Russia and one in Britain. Ian Langford was beaten to death. His half-naked body was found in his flat. All of them working on communicable viral diseases, DNA sequencing, which we know now that they can create diseases which are gene-specific. Gene-specific. You can kill only people with brown skin or brown eyes or whatever the case may be. Put that in the context of running out of oil. Now, we're working on a thread on this, by the way, that links many of these sciences to the Howard Hughes Medical Institute at Harvard. Howard Hughes Medical Institute is CIA Robert Mayhew. We haven't tied this together yet. But how scared do you need to be? How much do I have to present to you tonight before this doesn't become something, gee, I went to see this guy, Mike Rupert. I'm nothing. I am nobody. I am irrelevant. You forget me. You remember what you heard tonight and that you're responsible for doing something with it. The question I'm asked more than anything else is, Mike, tell us what to do. I don't want to tell you what to do. You can vote with your money. Great. You can subscribe to my newsletter, buy my videotape, support any of the other websites that I recommend. And you can find that on my website. Give your money to them. Don't give it. That's fine. Because what I'm doing with the money is I'm still driving a 17-year-old car and I have no medical insurance. That's fine. I don't care. I'm hiring more writers and I'm writing more stories and I'm talking this so I'm road hard and put away wet. That's fine. That's not the answer. And I don't want to be put in a position where I deprive you of your responsibility to be creative and responsible for your own country and your own planet, and your own race. I believe that we are all being presented ultimately with a spiritual question. The spiritual challenge that has been presented to us by the creator of the universe is evolve or die. There is no more time. One of my favorite quotes of all time, from one of my favorite people of all time, Carl Jung. The foundation of all mental illness is the avoidance of legitimate suffering. We have put off all of our bills for human responsibility in our own lives, in our own country, in our own world. All the bills for the genocide of 2 million people in Rwanda, the displacement of millions of people in Colombia, Iran-Contra, the death squads all up and down Central America, Vietnam, napalm bombing, Agent Orange. We have put all those debts aside. We've never faced our responsibilities. We let them kill John Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King. We never called the government to task. We've never paid the bills, and now we're coming due. And we're all pigs now. We're all pigs now. The question is, are we going to be mentally ill, or are we going to begin to grow up and deserve the status of what an American Indian would call something called a human being? I'm telling you that the war on terrorism is also a war against you. Thank you for having me.